This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Could an effort to roll back Trump-era changes to the Endangered Species Act be politically motivated and make protecting threatened species more challenging? The Congressional Western Caucus believes it is, and Chairman Dan Newhouse hopes the Biden administration will see that.
I think we need to take a step back, make sure that the things that we do actually are positive and actually help recovery of species, and truly engage those people that should be our allies in making us successful instead of making it harder.
A good example of where community input was key, Newhouse says, would be the gray wolf.
So we've seen across the country a lot of success stories as it relates to the recovery of the gray wolf and other species too. When local business groups, local communities, state governments, local governments, and tribes come together, they can tailor make the recovery plans and how to coexist with these species.
Newhouse says there's no one perfect answer for every situation.
Because every area is different and unique. You know, what's good in northeastern Washington may be completely different than what people in the state of Minnesota, for instance, need to do in order to be successful.
Newhouse says local input on regional solutions is crucial, so we need to move forward, not back.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.